Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Simon, in the studio, we have a very special guest with us today.
We do. We're joined by comedian extraordinaire Hannah Gadsby. How are you?
I'm all right. Extraordinaire.
Yeah, very much so.
I don't like the word extraordinaire. It's really hard to spell. Like, I find it's really difficult to spell.
I just say it.
That's true.
Yeah. Just say it.
I just won't type it.
That's what put it on the business card.
You take up half the card. Yeah. Those live the letters. Now you've been around the traps for quite a long while. Well,
not really.
You're not just a
constant presence. 7 years I've been doing comedy.
Which for some people it's a long time. Some comedians,
true.
7 years.
True.
You've done well in 7 years though.
Yeah, I've done all right, haven't I? Mm. I don't know what's going on.
Mm. So you started by winning the Raw Comedy event in 2006.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you've been on shows like Good News Week, Spicks and Specs, and Adam Hills Tonight. How do you find stand-up different to television?
Well, those programs you mentioned, they're not about me, so I find them really kind of annoying. Stand-up's much better. I just stand on my phone and talk about it. It is.
Yeah.
I'm afraid it is.
Is it easier to do a show that's not about you to a show that is about you?
No, it's easy to talk about yourself. I think everyone in the whole world could agree with that. It's a different skill set to talk, you know, on different subjects. And it's fun. It's fun. But, you know, I like crafting an hour-long show, live show. That tends to be where I'm most passionate.
And what got you involved in comedy?
I don't know. I'm going to be perfectly frank.
Yeah.
I wasn't one of those people who had a lifelong ambition. I had no ambition. I just sort of was at a loose end. I had no job and I was undergoing surgery to fix a wrist. I broke tree planting. Yeah, absolutely. Run of the mill. Mm. Good pun there too. tree planting, mill. What? I'm not half Tasmanian. A friend entered me into Raw and I'm like, all right, then we'll give that a crack. And it's just sort of happened. And
excellent.
I'm very happy it has.
Awesome.
It's got nothing else going for me.
At least you've got something.
True.
What would you like to be doing if you weren't doing comedy?
I have no idea. Right now, you seriously have no idea. I'm treading
you're doing
water.
Well for yourself. You don't need to think about that just yet, which is great.
You just put panic in me. Thank you very much. I thought, do I have to do something?
Well, it's always good to have something to fall back on. Just in case.
No, work hard if you don't have anything to fall back on.
Or you find something soft to fall back on instead. How long does it take to get... You got an hour show,
yep.
You know. How long does that whole process take from that initial, I'm doing a new show for, you know, this year, to the final product being all ready to go?
It does depend on show to show. This year's show took a couple of months all up. I had a bit of trouble at the beginning of the year. I got a metal splinter in my eye, and then that hurt. And then I tore all the cartilage in my knee, and then I got appendicitis. So that kind of put a spanner in my usual run-up to festivals, but generally a couple of months, two or three months.
Mm. The word's accident prone are jumping into my head.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Injury and illness
prone. As a medical condition, maybe.
Yeah.
Now, back in 2012 at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, you had a show called Hannah Wants a Wife. How did that go for you?
Yeah. Oh,
did you find
a wife? I did it all around Australia too.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No luck.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah. It's a legal loophole. I didn't find a wife, but that's okay.
Are you looking for a wife?
No, I got a lady.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
How long have you had this lady for?
One year.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, to her.
Well, well, you know, whatever it takes, I suppose, you know. It's good. That's good. Does she feature in your show at all this year?
No.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
No. Too soon.
Oh, yeah. Do you have some little keys in there just in case?
Yeah, I've got some... Got some things lined up for the next few years. Depends on how it goes. Might be bitter, might be lovely. We don't know.
They're always the best sort, though, you know, those bitter endings, and you just listen and think, yeah, I'm there. I know all about that.
I'm getting too old. I'm sick of them.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't want another one.
Oh, no. What's the title of your show this year?
The Exhibitionist.
Ooh.
When I did hear that, I thought, I wonder whether she's going to come in with clothes. Because in our community, an exhibitionist is somebody who doesn't like wearing them.
No.
That's different.
Do you get your kid off on stage?
No, it's about art. So it's an art exhibitionist.
Right. Oh. Yeah. That was my next question. Yeah. You do comedy tours at the NGV.
Yeah, I do.
Right, okay. Yeah. I'd love to come along to something like that because I'm not what you would call an art connoisseur, but I think that you would actually make it... You make it funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try
so
to,
I think,
yeah.
I think it would actually give me a bit of interest in art.
Yeah, I sneak a few facts in between the laughs.
Yep.
So, yeah. Just like, and people are, oh, shit, I learned something. Was I allowed to swear? Am I allowed to swear?
That's okay. We'll let that one. Let
sorry
that one.
About
that's
that.
Okay. It's okay. You're forgiven.
It's a really bad one too, isn't
no,
it?
No, it could be far worse.
Yeah.
So you should be right.
Pause.
That's okay. That's okay. So you're going, it's an art, it's about art. It's about art this year, your show this year.
No, it's about like the selfie really. And it's precursors in art.
I love a selfie. Do you often take selfies?
Look, I only take selfies because I travel a lot, so I send a selfie going, hey, remember me? and I also creepy ones. And then also just to practice looking good in a photo because I get asked to have a lot of photos and I've just got sick of seeing people tag me in these things where I just look awful. And I'm like, don't tag me. So I've got a photo face now that I'm in.
Oh, how long has that taken to develop?
Oh, a year.
Oh, that's good. Very good. Yeah. Any tips? Any tips for the budding selfie taker for their selfie face?
Hold still. Don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure your strengths are in show. So with me, it's not an open mouth smile for me, mm-hmm. and a strong jawline.
Oh, yes.
So we get that out there.
Then the chin up.
Yeah, for me. Yeah, but that's not true for everyone. Oh. My brother's got a good head tilt.
Oh.
He does a head. He always done a head tilt.
Is that like Mariah Carey will only be photographed from the left hand side?
Possibly. Mm. Maybe she's.
I did hear
she's
that.
Realised that very quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
She's
a pioneer.
She has. I think
she's also a nut job.
Very
so
much
that
so.
That could actually be more of an explanation.
No one denies the fact that Mariah Carey is a bit special. Right? Let's put it that way. Now, if people want to go and see you in your show, how can they? Where are you performing? What are you?
I'm in the Melbourne Town Hall.
Oh, what a venue!
Yeah,
in a nice room or a dingy room?
No, upstairs in the supper room.
Oh,
lovely.
Wow!
Nice, yeah.
Excellent. So you know, I don't know how I've never bought one of my tickets, so I couldn't really tell you how to get one.
Really?
Nah. I know people. And so, I don't know, I guess the Comedy Festival or Ticketek maybe?
Oh, look, I reckon if people go to comedyfestival.com.au and they look for your name.
Google the Gads.
Yeah, that's right. And you'll pop up. Your face will pop up.
That's good face.
In a good selfie. Oh, beautiful. Fantastic. And you can go and see Hannah in the supper room, a lovely place in the Melbourne Town Hall.
Yeah, it's 7 p.m. every night except tonight.
Oh, when are you on tonight?
I'm doing other things tonight.
Oh, so you're not on tonight.
Yeah.
You have a rest tonight.
Not really. I'm doing other things.
No, I know, but rest.
Rest for myself.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is nice to do sometimes.
Sometimes.
If you want to see Hannah, just go to comedyfestival.com.au and buy a ticket and you'll see her there.
Yeah.
Hannah Gadsby, thank you for coming in and joining us.
My pleasure.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you.
Treat.
Come back anytime.
I will.
And I reckon we should have a bit of a party right now.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
I think it's Pat Farrell featuring Max C. Every day is a party here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.